Now, NASA has just launched a new satellite to study the sun. Now, the sun is a source of over 99.9% of the energy arriving at the surface of the Earth. And it's a very active place with giant solar flares and complex weather. This weather can hurl giant lumps of plasma called coronal mass ejections out into the solar system, knocking out power systems and satellites over 80 million miles away on Earth. Plus, we're just starting to understand the ways that solar weather can affect the weather on Earth. So NASA's launched this new satellite called the Solar Dynamics Observatory. It's designed to view the sun continuously at a higher resolution, at a higher rate than ever before, take a spectrum of the sun more than once every 10 seconds, and measure the magnetic field on the surface of the sun continuously.
Is this an airborne, as in space, observatory?
Yeah, they've had to launch it into a special orbit because it's going to produce such an immense amount of data. It's producing about 1.5 terabytes of data every day, which is about 150 megabits a second, which doesn't sound that impressive on Earth, but getting that data down from space into Earth is very difficult. So actually have it orbiting in a geostationary orbit directly over its base station in America. And they had to alter that orbit a bit so it doesn't get behind the Earth too much, so it can see the sun all the time. And hopefully it will let us get a much better understanding of the sun over the next few years as the data comes in, and we'll be able to understand how the solar weather actually works.
How will they be scrutinising what the sun's doing? What sorts of measurements is it making, and how?
Well, in the sun, you get these things called solar flares and coronal mass ejections. Basically, the sun is a great big ball of plasma. You get great big magnetic effects, which curl this plasma up into tighter and tighter knots, and eventually things seem to break and release this huge amount of energy. So they're looking at these things as they're forming in the optical region, in the ultraviolet region, actually measuring the magnetic field using various clever techniques.
So more than just a giant telescope, this is actually doing a whole range of different measurements, a whole range of different things for a long period of time.
Yeah, it's got three or four different telescopes on it. They want to keep looking at it so you get a good set of data over a whole period of the sun's activity over 11 years.
Thank you very much, Dave. Helen?